Last week, servicemen and women came to Aspen to participate in the first ever military ski week. The Basalt-based nonprofit Challenge America offered discounts on lift tickets and lodging for the military community, and some time to heal and reconnect.
You look out across the mountains and you can see into Iran, you can see almost all the way into Turkey, you can look back into Iraq.
Stacy Bear spends a lot of time in the mountains, but he says one day rises above the rest.
And I think what it was like was that I remember being up there, my mind's blown, and it's so beautiful, it's so amazing. It felt like there were hundreds of people on that mountaintop with me, friends that had died in Iraq, friends that had died when we got home, people that didn't serve but support me and love me, and it just felt like they were all there in a really real way.
Bear is a veteran of the Iraq War, and he was in Aspen last week for military ski week. He didn't want the war to be his only experience in Iraq, so last winter he went back to summit and then ski Mount Halgard, the second highest peak in the country.
Getting to the top of Mount Halgard in Iraq was certainly one of the best moments I've had in the mountains.
But the trail to that high started in a deep valley. When Bear returned home from Iraq, he threw himself into graduate school, but also drug addiction and alcoholism. He says he came home from war, but the war never really left him. That started to change when a friend got him out climbing.
Time outside gives you that moment to live in the now. It gives you an opportunity to breathe fresh air, recognize what you fought for, see something that is beautiful, connect with other people.
It is that state of flow. It's, you know, kind of forgetting about everything else that's going on and just being really able to relax into the moment. This turn and that turn, the rest of it, it's gone. And that's a really cool feeling.
Kelly Williams is a retired Navy chief. He was also in Aspen last week. And his wife, Debbie, says she sees a dramatic change in Kelly when he's out here. Part of Kelly's work in the Navy was in psychological operations. Debbie says he still dwells on that work, but not when he's out in the mountains.
It gets him out of his head. It gets him focused on what he's doing at the moment.
Bear worked with researchers at the University of California at Berkeley to create the Great Outdoors Lab, which studies the cognitive and physical benefits of time immersed in the natural world. They found that moments of awe,
that moment where you're like, whoa,
can pull people into immediate mindfulness, almost a meditative state. Bear says he feels it every time he drives into the Roaring Fork Valley.
Every time I turn and I see Mount Sopras, every time I've seen that mountain hundreds of times over the years, and every time I'm always like, and I can just feel my body relax, right? And that's kind of what it is.
The research from the Great Outdoors Lab is now being peer-reviewed. It shows significant benefits from time in nature, including dramatic reductions in stress. Dallas Blaney is director of operations for Challenge America, which is based in Basalt. He says this week can be a starting point for veterans to connect with nature and give back.
Given that so many public lands right now are under threat again, we need that kind of a group whose patriotism is unimpeachable to stand up in defense of these natural places.
Blaney is a veteran himself and a champion of public lands. For many veterans, retirement from military service can mean a lost sense of purpose, but getting outside and reconnecting just may create a new spark.
And that's what so many veterans need. They need a mission. Well, what better mission than to save nature? How cool is that?
So when veterans are carving turns in Aspen, it's about more than just a day of fresh air. It's also about the values they fought for, freedom and liberty. Stacy Bear says this is exactly how a week of skiing in Aspen can have a lasting impact.
And that's where I think a place like Aspen Ski Week brings people together for the military and says, this is what you fought for. This country. These ideals are rooted in a physical place and space, and not just here in Aspen, but enjoy this.
And in the end, Bear and Blaney agree. It's about getting more people outside to experience those moments of awe, whether it's climbing or skiing or finding any other way to take a breath of fresh air. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.